So the halachas here are Zman halachas Tefillin Simen Lamed Zayin, which is as follows. There's some really important halachas in Simen. Amongst other, we're going to discuss what is the background of the importance. So this is more like generic halachas about the importance of putting on tefillin. We'll also be touching on the reason why we don't wear tefillin nowadays the entire day. In previous generations, but it is going back quite a few centuries ago, people used to wear tefillin the entire day, generally. So why do we stop with that? Furthermore, we're going to be discussing in this simon also a little bit about the halachas of a katan, about the bar mitzvah. Why is it, when is the right timing for bar mitzvah boys to start putting on tefillin? And more. Okay, but let's start with Gadol Schar Mitzvahs Tefillin. Very great is the reward of somebody putting on tefillin. V'chol mi she'einu manicham, somebody who fails to put on tefillin, who bichlal is included in that category, into that group of poishe Yisrael, the people who are poishah, the yidden who are rebelling against the Kodesh Baruch Hu begufon, with their bodies. So there's various levels of people who are rebelling against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. A very serious level is those who are rebelling against the Kodesh Baruch Hu begufon, with their bodies. So it's very physical. A very physical act, not to put on, because we know that putting on tefillin is obviously a physical act. Somebody doesn't put on tefillin, he's a poshe Yisrael begufon, with their body, which is a very, very great, very serious, very severe level of aveira. Let's see what Mishnah Berurah teaches us on these couple of points. If Katan Aleph, so schar mitzvah tefillin, the reward is very great if somebody does put on tefillin. Shekol ha-menichon, says Mishnah Berurah, Katan Aleph, marich yomim ba'olam hazeh. Somebody puts on tefillin properly, he's marich yomim ba'olam hazeh. He's going to have extended days in this world. Shenema Hashem aleim yichyu kloimash oisom shenoisim shem Hashem aleim betfilin yichyu. So he's interpreting the pasuk of Hashem aleim yichyu. So how does he interpret Shem Hashem? Somebody's got the name of Hashem aleim on them yichyu, they will live. Now how do you have Hashem's name on you? So the Gemara, he interprets it that having Hashem's name on you is by having the Shin, the Dalet, and the Yud of the Tefillin is physically and literally on you. The Shin, Dalet, and the Yud. So you've got Hashem's name on you. So the pasuk says, if you've got Hashem's name on you, Yichyu, you will live. So Muftach Shu Ben Olam Haba, you have the promise that you're going to be a Ben Olam Haba. You're going to be zoche to a larger reward than in the next world. Ve'ein eishol gehenem sholit bo, which is a fantastic, very, very meaningful reward. That the fire, the tremendous fire of the Gehenim, which we know Chazal teach us is unparalleled and uncomparable to any other fire. It's a very, very deep fire. That fire of the Gehenim is not touching somebody who put on tefillin. V'chol avoynes nimcholim bo, furthermore, which is perhaps the greatest of all rewards, is that all aveiras, somebody puts on tefillin, animchal, moichal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is moichal all the aveiras. Tu b'shema, this is what the Torah brings in the name of earlier sources. Somebody said it's quite fascinating the incredible reward that a person gets. On the one hand, we get tremendous reward by somebody does put on tefillin. On the other hand, Shulchan Aruch also teaches us that if somebody doesn't put on tefillin, it's a very, very terrible, terrible sin. I do want to point out that I'm not sure what it means exactly that somebody is going to be zoiche to I understand Muftach Ben Mabo, I can hear that. And I shall get him sholeh, but I hear that. Kol avonois of nimcholim, but I can hear that as well. Yichyu, however, he interprets the pasuk that he will live long. Many have seen people who didn't have very long lives, but don't put on tefillin every day, didn't have long lives. I'm not quite sure what that means. Any suggestions? Yeah, he says that Muftach, that oitim shina, they're going to have a long life. It's specifically talking about Olam Hazeh. That's what it says. That's Mishnah Berurah starts. Not sure. Anybody? Suggestions? Without that? Oh, I see. It could be. You're just reminding me a story. I saw this. You're just reminding me because I just saw a very fantastic. It's another Hesped I saw on Friday. I read about Ayaduna brings a Moedig Master with Chaim Kanievsky. So I'm just reminding me, because perhaps that's Pshat over here. Let me share this fantastic story with you, which I know is a true story, because I remember hearing it when it happened. I'm actually even going to say the name. Do you know there was this very, very great philanthropist, Ben Sedona, Zichron Livracha? Yes, so he gave enormous amount of tzedakah, and he died with very, very terrible car accident just after Purim. And there was just a Purim that he'd given away £4 million, I believe, on that very Purim, I believe. 4 million, you're talking about figures which are, you know, extraordinary. So, obviously the family was devastated, and they went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, asking, you know, the Pasuk says, tzedakah tatzel memaveh, somebody give tzedakah, is saved from sure death. Tzedakah tatzel memaveh, tzedakah saves from death. So how can it be somebody gives £4 million and the day after he dies in a car accident? How does that fit with the Pasuk, tzedakah tatzel memaveh? So they went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky and asked him that question. And Reb Chaim responded, and he said as follows, on the spot, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and this is somebody was there, reports this, I read this. He answered and he says, well, probably he would have, if not for the enormous stockers that he gave, he probably would have died 20 years earlier. That's what he said. He probably would have died 20 years earlier. Had he not given all those stockers, he would have probably died 20 years earlier. He was a young man, but he would have died 20 years earlier. So they went back to the Almona, they went back to Esther Duna, and they told her what Reb Chaim Kanievsky had replied. And she thought, and she got such a shock. She said, you know what, it's unbelievable, it's true, I remember 20 years ago from now, at this time of year, we're just newly married, I remember that Hitaka had a very bad accident. He really had a bad accident, and he ended up in hospital. It was a really bad accident, but everything was fine. He went 2 days later, was back home, and everything was fine. But it's true that Hitaka 20 years earlier, 20 years before, he really had a very bad accident, which actually ended up being okay. So in the course of that, so in hindsight, it's Hitaka too, that the 20 years he was given because of. So I'm just saying that perhaps, perhaps it's something on those lines. I'm not sure. But yeah, that's what the Shulchan Aruch does say, that somebody who puts on tefillin. Pardon?
I lost your sound. What did Rabbi Kanevsky say? I missed that bit.
Yeah, I'm going to carry on Shulchan Aruch, okay? I mean, let's carry on. Shulchan Aruch says now as follows. We're going to carry on now with receive base. Mitzvah son liyosim olav kol hayom. Now, this is something which we haven't actually looked at so much, but the Shulchan Aruch says of the mitzvot and yisum of kol hayom, the mitzvot is really the entire day. Just like we know we put on talis cotton, we put on tzitzit the entire day, so to tefillin really should be on us the entire day. And the reality is, this was common practice in previous generations. And I'm not talking about previous generations 10, 50, 100 years ago. It was common practice generations before that. Yidden were wearing tefillin the entire day. Look in the Gemaras, it's explicit. I don't exactly know what stage it stopped. I don't know, it'd be interesting to look into it. But mitzvos and liyosim kol hayom. Aval, but mipnei shetzichim guf noki, because one needs a perfectly guf noki, a perfectly clean physical state. Your body needs to be entirely, completely clean. Sheloi yafiach b'em, which not really gases, sheloi siach daitumem. Additionally, also one should not be mitsiach das. One's mind cannot go away from the tefillin. One has to have a level of concentration and focus on the tefillin that one is wearing. Ve'ein kol odom yochel lizoy behem, and it's impossible to expect them from people nowadays. Nobody can be completely focused on the tefillin the entire day. Also, the physical cleanliness state is something which is unexpected nowadays. Therefore, nagu, the custom has become ready for various centuries. Shelo li'anicham kol hayom, one is not wearing tefillin the entire day. Mikol makom, nevertheless, tzorech kol odom lizoy behem. Nevertheless, the Kedusha remains, a person must be careful. So at least what can be expected of every person even nowadays is at the very least put them on during davening, i.e. during kiyashma and tefillah, and that's what expected nowadays, and that's what people do. But it's a very, very important halachas in here. So one is that really the mitzvah is the entire day. We don't do that, but really the mitzvah should be the entire day. That really brings us, that ties us to the early discussion. What exactly, when Shulchan Aruch says, it's somebody doesn't put on tefillin, is a poshei yisrael begufon? At what stage does it become a poshei yisrael begufon? Because you could argue, well, the mitzvah is really to wear the entire day. So if you don't wear the entire day, perhaps you also consider poshei yisrael begufon. So I'm trying to define, because the poskim are trying to define, what is a person categorized as a poshei yisrael begufon? What is it? It's obviously
negligent.
Yes, so therefore, when...
I've got a good reason why I can't wear it all day. Because I can't be showing my goof or my das.
So therefore, it's not... It's not pesha. Very good. So we'll be addressing that. But what if somebody therefore says, I am unable... So what's the minimum shear of a person wearing tefillin? Shema. How... And so Pony says, Shema... And Shema and Tefillah, that's the minimum. Now, does he need to put that? Does he need to do that every day, or not? Every day. So, if somebody doesn't put on Tefillin every day for Kesher, he's going to be pushed to start the Gufon.
Why is he not putting on?
Very good. That's where I'm trying to go. There is a machlokes rishonim. When is a person categorized as a pusher to start the Gufon? Is it somebody who fails to put on Tefillin every single day? Say, somebody forgets on for one day tefillin, cholila. Somebody forgets, negligence, and he's not putting on tefillin one day. Is he categorized as a poshut shel gufan? That would be terrible, but that's, you know, could be. That's what some rishonim hold. Or is it that somebody is out of that category of poshut shel gufan? Even by putting on one tefillin his entire life, he's really out of that category. And that's the machlokes rishonim. The reason why it's important for us to know, because that gives us a bit of explanation why some people go out there and they try to convince people to put on tefillin at least once. They're known as... Yeah, so where do they come from? Yeah, so sometimes we look at it with a bit of a sarcasm. We know, what's the point? Going to the airport, going to these... You know, to these people that never, and you know very well, I'm putting on tefillin to this, looking out for people, you know, he's putting on tefillin once. What's the point? He didn't put on tefillin yesterday. He's unlikely to put on tefillin tomorrow again. What's the point? And there are even some people that argue he makes it even worse, because until now he was a shoygeg, and now he's on a different, it's worse. Before I was a tinuk shenish, but now he's on a worse category. It makes things worse a little bit. So the counter argument against that is that we are dealing with the shit of Rishonim. I'm just trying to explain that there is a very significant shit behind it. Because the Arshis of Rishonim hold that somebody's a Poshai Yisrael Bikufon if he never put on tefillin his entire life. For once, he's put on tefillin once in his life, he's not within that category anymore. Of course it's terrible, and of course it's bad, and of course he should put on tefillin, etc., etc. But he's out of that group, out of that category of poshei yisrael begufon. And it's meant to be shining to back that. So therefore, that's the background of their drive, of their focus, of their agenda, to try to convince people to put on tefillin. And most of the times, it's like you get eaten and not going. So that's an extra plus. But I'm just saying that that's where it comes from. But to, not to be to be out of the category of Pesha Yisrael the Gufon.
It seems like quite foolish that a Tinuk Shemishba that wouldn't otherwise know anything about the
Tinuk,
he could be a Pesha Yisrael. But the fact that he
Yeah, good point. I don't exactly know how these dynamics work, but he would certainly be considered a Pesha Yisrael Begufon, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. I don't know about Gilgulim, I don't know how that works, but perhaps. Yeah. Yeah, and you can see over here the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Beis mentions that, we'll finish with that Mishnah Berurah for tonight. Sheinu menichon perish afilu meniyoso yurak lifrokim, even if he occasionally doesn't put on tefillin, for kol shkeni mevatel tomil mitzvazu, and certainly if he's mevatel every single day, but pimegodim maybe b'shem, I forgot who Nun Tzadik is, somebody's got it out with Nun. Nachlas Tzvi, the afilu mishim vatal mitzvah liyoyim echot, but there are opinions brings from Nachlas Tzvi, and these are Rishonim who are behind that. Mishim vatal mitfilin yoyim echot, somebody who fails to put on tefillin even one day, who gan ken bichdal poshe Yisrael, is also within the category of poshe Yisrael begufon. So that's why it's important, that also gives us explanation why you'll see people who are in cholila, post-operation or in coma, or all those situations which they are unable to put on tefillin, you'll have people ensuring that those cholim are putting on tefillin every single day, just to make sure that every yid puts on tefillin every day. So there is that very strong knowledge, awareness, and consciousness that somebody who put on tefillin is a poshei yisrael begufon. But of course, somebody who does put on tefillin every day, the schar, the reward, is unparalleled to any other tefillin. Apologies again for finishing early, but I.